We have been sent to Anime St. Louis. St. Louis' biggest anime convention. Yes, we're going April 26th through 28th, 2024, right around the corner. This is just in a couple weeks. We are pumped. Scotty Scoop, you're going.
That's right.
You're our anime guy. Yeah. Like, come on, out of all of us, right, Andy?
Yes.
But we got Danny Patron. I know that you like anime too, my friend. I don't know if you'll be able to make it in town for this one, but it's April 26th through April 28th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And we have some imageries here. We've been working with Jeremy over there with the convention. Shout out to Jeremy for talking to us and telling us about his event and sending Scotty and a crew to the Anime St. Louis, St. Louis's largest anime convention, St. Charles, Friday, April 26th, Saturday, April 27th, and Sunday, April 28th. Scotty, talk to us about this convention and what you're looking forward to.
It's a great convention. I go every year. Lots of vendors, lots of cosplay. It's a fun environment. They've got a lot of themed food. I don't know if you would call it a food truck, but like food tents, maybe, or booths. Special like Japanese style foods. Lots and lots of merch. Like merch for every anime you could ever think of. Custom merch, like artists with their own stuff. It's a really fun and just go and like any convention, you know, if you were to go to like a comic book convention or anything like that, it's really fun to just kind of people watch.
Yeah. And you get to nerd out about the stuff that you love most.
Oh yeah. You talk to the people dressed in as your favorite anime characters.
Have you been to this one?
I have been to this one. Yeah.
You're going back.
I'm going back.
How many times have you been?
I've been 3 times, I think.
Holy cow. So this is the first time that you've been sent on kind of like you're going to be
mission.
Well, it's going to be double dip.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where you get to just have a good time. And who are you going to take?
Lila, Nora might bring one of Lila's friends as well.
Bring the daughters, bring a friend.
Yeah.
And then you'll also be able to bring back the experience to us and see some pictures,
mm-hmm.
Maybe some video footage. But right now we're kind of promoting like before, like if you are hearing this and you're like, an anime convention is coming to St. Charles.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this, and it's like setting off that red alert. April 26th or 28th, St. Charles Convention Center, and we have some details here to share from Jeremy. Again, thanks for helping us out. Tickets are available through the website, and we'll give you that website right away, animestl.net. That's animestl.net. Tickets are available through the website, animestl.net. Through Friday, April 12th.
I think after that, you have to buy them at the door.
Tickets available through the website, and we're also doing early regular pop-ups between two locations starting Friday, April 12th. The dates and locations of those are at animestl.net. There will be local food vendors coming to supplement the event and outdoor food court such as Some Tea for boba tea, Tabaru for Japanese street food, like you mentioned, Scotty, and Hafa Adai for island-style fare. There will also be an exhibit hall with local businesses and fan artists, interactive programming, and a video game tournaments. Multiple video game tournaments. Holy cow. So 3-day event. You'll be there. When are you going to go? You know yet?
I'll probably go Saturday and Sunday. Usually on the Fridays, it's in the afternoon only. I don't know on the time. Usually like maybe 4 to 8. Sometimes it's good to get there on the first day. And you can really get like a lot of the low production art that people kind of swoop in and take.
I see. And this is good because we're tapping right into the event schedule. Again, animestl.net. If you're wanting to check this out, they have the programming is linked up there. The full 3-day schedule. When are things happening? What time? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's a 3-day event. You know that they have a lot going on. Animestl.net. Go check them out. We'll be right back. Hey there, squad. Logan here from Mostly Superheroes. When we're not on the airwaves exploring the multiverse with Scotty Scoop and the Giggler, we are browsing the shelves at Apotheosis Comics and Lounge here in St. Louis. It's not just a comic book shop. It's a community hub where stories come alive. Every Wednesday, join owner Martin Casas and fellow fans for the latest pulls. Get your hands on the newest issues and maybe snag a hidden gem or two. It's not just about the comics either. Apotheosis hosts comedy shows, artist learning sessions, game nights, and an epic bar where you can enjoy a cold one with new and old friends alike. Looking for more? Dive into discussions at their comic book book club or attend one of their many events celebrating the love of comics, comedy, community, and more. It's the perfect place to unwind, debate your favorite heroes and villains, learn something new, and discover epic and local adventures alike. Find your next favorite read or hidden gem at 3206 South Grand Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, and check out www.shopapotheosis.com. Check out Apotheosis Comics and Lounge and make sure you tell them that Mostly Superheroes sent you, because every superhero needs a lair. Whether you're visiting or live here in town, Fortuna Games is your go-to spot for tabletop gaming in St. Louis. Located at 2632 South Kings Highway Boulevard, right across from Tower Grove Park, Fortuna Games offers Magic, Pokemon, Lorcana, board games, supplies, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, visit online at fortunagames.net or find them on Facebook and Instagram. You can also call 413-367-8862 or email fortuna@fortunagames.net. And remember, tell them Mostly Superheroes sent you. All right, back to the show. And it's going to be Anime Central. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. What's your favorite anime, Logan?
I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
All right, so let's see.
I will tell you what your favorite anime is.
Hold on.
Is
my favorite anime Pokemon?
No.
I know.
Is it Yu-Gi-Oh?
Nope.
X-Men 97?
Oh, it's Invincible.
Nope. Your favorite anime is Voltron. That is an anime, my friend.
Voltron. Yep.
Voltron is anime.
Defender of the Universe.
That's right.
Full-on anime.
100%. What about you, Dan?
My favorite one probably has to be Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
The whole series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of the first ones I was exposed to. I mean, I've seen tons of stuff. Like, I would go to Best Buy as a kid and, like, go to the aisle that was always, you know, empty. Before that, I'd have to go find it in, like, weird, like, game stores or, like, small
video stores like, in the mall. Yeah.
Yeah, back when that was a thing, because it was hard to find for a long time.
For sure.
You my know, favorite
Toonami was my exposure to most of it, just because that was the only on Cartoon Network when they ran the Toonami segment. That's where I'd get exposure, and it was so hit or miss of what they got.
Right, yeah.
And how much of it they got.
I was going to say, my favorite anime is Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Like, Dragon Ball Z, I was obsessed with. Like, Goku, like, I was always like, Goku and Superman are, like, just two sides of a different coin.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Andy?
I guess it's Pokemon. I never watched Dragon Ball.
Yeah, like Pokemon. Really, yeah. Pokemon, I was diehard.
That's fair.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
I loved Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
Samurai Jack.
Digimon.
I was into Digimon, but I was always like, this is the worst Pokemon. It's like bad Pokemon.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me some Charizard all day, every day.
This is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood for me.
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah. I'd highly recommend.
I mean, I remember Princess
Mononoke.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody will say
Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
Studio Ghibli. We got a Studio Ghibli, you know, page up on the site. Like, we're trying to get like a catalog of anime going on the podcast. So this convention's perfect timing.
For sure.
The new Castlevania show is really good.
Yeah, Castlevania is really good.
Castlevania. Yeah.
That Delicious and Dungeon on Netflix I've been watching.
You did that review on that.
Yeah. Chainsaw Man I talked about, I think, last year is really good. My Hero Academia is coming back for a new season in May. That's a real hot.
That's one of your favorites. The washing machine, man.
Yeah. The washing hero.
All right. That's Anime Town here on Mostly Superheroes. Anime St. Louis, Friday, April 26, 2024 through April 28th, St. Charles Convention Center, animestl.net. Go check it out. We'll see you there. Watch for Scotty Scoop.
I'll give you a sticker, maybe.
Get you a sticker?
Yep.
Get an autograph.
Autograph, yeah.
Maybe you'll get an autograph.
I'll bring some headshots.
Yeah. We'll see you there. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.